Welcome to our Downton Abbey podcast. My name is Jack. Lord Jack, or not Sick Jack. Not Sick Jack yet. And Lady Sickness Cindy.
Yes, Lady Cynthia.
You're fighting a cold over there, aren't you?
Yeah, I am fighting a cold. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sounding very nasally and sniffly. And but the show must go on.
The show must go on. The show must go on. And just to give you a heads up, next week the show won't be out until Wednesday.
Because somebody's in San Diego, California.
Someone has to go to San Diego. It's not me.
It's not me. It's you.
It's somebody. It's not me.
It's you.
And before I go on, if you like this podcast and many other podcasts like The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys, Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, Survivor with Colleen, Jack, and Jay,
Amazing
The Leftovers,
Race.
The Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy, or Cindy and Jack, whatever order you want to go with, many, many more, you can go to patreon.com/Jay and Jack and help support us there. And that's all I got about now. So,
All right.
Anyway, so we had a...
So we're episode three of the final season.
Of the final season. So we have Pat Moore comes in talking with Mrs. Hughes.
Yes.
Who's still Mrs. Hughes.
Well, they're walking up the stairs, and she's talking about...
There's a lot of stairs.
Yeah. They don't have probably don't have an elevator.
I know, but it's a lot of stairs. I've noticed it before, but as they're walking up there, how many takes is that? I mean, I'm sure they don't get it in one take, and they have to keep going up the stairs,
True.
That's a lot of work.
Yes.
Not that I couldn't do it.
You could do it.
Well, I couldn't do it, but it's a lot of work for me. I don't know if I could do it.
Anyway, so she's going over the menu, and Mrs. Hughes is like, you know, whatever you think, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, because she's, you know, they're talking about their wedding plans and all that.
How do you think they are, Mrs. Hughes and Mr. Carson?
In real life? Or
in this setting, like this show.
I'd say they've got to be in their 60s.
Can you be in your 60s?
Yeah. You got to speak up. You can't be Cora.
I'm sorry.
I can't have Cora here. I gotta have.
I can't watch her now without thinking of you.
Whoa! Now you're too loud.
Okay.
Go
anyway,
being,
I'm saying
between Cora.
Okay. I'm saying 50s.
No, I say they're 60s.
Okay, because supposedly she worked with them for 30 years. So let's say she started in her 20s.
Well, he's been a half century. I know he started as a boy. He didn't start like a 3-year-old.
What do you think? 8 or 9, 10?
Yeah, and he was
okay, Mr. Carson's 60.
He was the pushing Charlies, or the
charming Charlies.
Charlie.
Pushing Charlies. So let's say, I'm going to say Carson's 60, and I'm going to say Mrs. Hughes is in her 50s.
I'm saying Carson is 65.
Okay.
And Mrs. Hughes is 61.
No, I'm not going to go that old.
So Mrs. Hughes knows, she knows what a catalog is.
Yes, I thought that was funny, Mrs. Pat Moore.
Yeah, I know what the catalog is. I know what the catalog is. Violet talks with Robert about the hospital.
Yes.
And she's not happy about Cora's not being on the same page as her.
Yes.
This is very important to Violet.
I thought it was funny how she was like looking to see if there was dust on the table with her finger. That's what I do with my in-law when I go to my daughter-in-law's. No, I don't. Just joking. No, I would never do that to her. I always used to think that when your mom came over, she would have white gloves on testing.
I used to tell you. I said, she's not like she's walking around with white gloves around.
Oh, you don't know. I don't want her to think I wasn't taking a good job. What? Oh, my goodness.
I'm not thinking that she'd take
I don't
good
want
care
her to think I wasn't taking good care of you.
Now you're really loud.
Jack, it's taking everything I got to be here, so stop fuddling around.
All right, listen. I'm trying to fiddle around with the thing here. Edith walks in. She's off to London.
And it's so cute when she walks in. Grandmama, I didn't know you were here.
Grandmama. Mary walks in. She
says the same thing. I didn't know you were here.
Yeah, it's like, I know it's a big house, but they only walk behind each other, like, 30 seconds. Was it really like they're coming down the stairs? They're coming. I know they're just sitting.
But I love when Violet got up and she was telling us she was doing en garde with her sword, with her cane. I thought that was funny.
Violet leaves because she doesn't want to confront with. She don't want to be. She doesn't see Cora.
Yes.
I'm losing the words here, but she didn't want to run into Cora. Pat Moore talks with Cora about the wedding.
Yes.
And so, you know, she's telling about.
What does everybody automatically assume? Oh. Does she not want to do it now? Does she not want to, you know, get married?
Well, because of the age, probably, maybe. I mean, people have second thoughts. People go back and forth, right?
Yeah, I guess I do. You're right.
All right, so, hey, you know, still back off.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, so we got, so Pat Moore tells her about the storage. She's, really?
Jack, you can't keep doing this. This person, this character, and the other character, when you're talking about, like, he was the caterpillar in Alice in Wonderland. Well, when I look at him now, that's all I see.
That'll be later on in the episode.
You're killing it for me, babe. You're killing it.
That's a shame. And Danker, okay, let's see. And Danker's, Spratt is looking at his stamp collection. It's a stamp collection.
Yeah, him.
And Danker's not impressed by it.
No, I'm not impressed by it. And shouldn't you put something on it so it stays put? They don't look like they're very secured on that page.
Well, it doesn't. I guess you don't really want to. You know.
And how many stamps could it be in 1925?
Well, they had stamps. They had the mail.
Okay, but how long? It's 1925. Didn't it come around like in the 1800s?
Yeah. So you still have stamps. I mean, the first stamp was probably. Imagine if you had the first stamp ever made. The first.
What year do you think that was?
I don't know. Well, they used to have to put your seal on the back of the envelope.
Oh.
You know, it's like if you were. Everyone had their own seal. You know, that this
right.
is. This
the
is,
wax, and then they put their little
right.
engraving.
This is a. Yeah, this is a platformer stamp.
Got it.
I don't know why I keep hitting the paper like that. I don't know. Someone is at the back door.
The big boo.
So now I'm thinking, every time I see him, I'm like thinking, who are you?
And she goes, he tells Danker,
the big boo.
It's more like Caluso now.
Inspector Caluso. I still think he's the
So anyway, he goes to the back, and she just looks at him like, yeah, whatever. I'm not getting up. So he goes to the back
he's
door.
He's the butler. Isn't he supposed to answer the door?
Yeah, but he's doing a stamp collection. So he's talking to the guy, and Danker comes out. Who's that? And she goes, nobody. No. Well, you're having a long conversation with nobody. The wrong house.
Yes.
Aren't we all at the wrong house?
What do you think she meant by that?
Meaning that she shouldn't be at this house. She should be at the big house.
Oh, okay.
I think she wants to be at the Abbey, not this. I mean, would you think it's more prestigious to be at the Abbey than at the side house?
Absolutely.
All right, so Anna and Mary talk. She reads a letter from Tom.
I know.
Tom sounds so sad.
I know.
Anna tells Mary about Mrs. Hughes' dress.
Yes, but she thinks, Mrs. Patmore has figured something out.
Yeah, Mrs. Patmore has something.
Yeah, up her sleeve.
Yeah. She also tells her that she's pregnant. Oh, I'm so happy.
I know. She's so excited. But Mary's hair, if any of you guys notice, the band, it kind of made like a little poof, and it was like on their crooked.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, my God.
Mary's hair is...
But then it looks better later, so obviously they saw it and fixed it. They just didn't fix it right away.
Well, they probably filmed the scene and said, you know, who's really going to be looking at Mary's
hair
at this
point? Oh, I noticed it. It had like a little puff to it, and it shouldn't have any puff to the little headband that...
So Anna didn't do her job, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's why she didn't win the Golden Globe.
Because Anna has a stupid wig on that doesn't look right.
That's why she didn't win the Golden Globe.
I don't know about that, but
she didn't fix her hair right. Thomas is looking through the want ads.
Yes.
And Carson thinks that's a great idea.
Yes.
Fantastic idea. He wants to stay in Yorkshire.
Yeah, Mr. Bates is funny. Ah, oh, sexy Bates.
You haven't said sexy Bates.
I know.
This whole time. I didn't know you were sentimental. Well, there's a lot of things you don't know about me. Cora... ask Carson for Mrs. Hughes to join them later on. Oh, and, you know, what's going on? Because Isabel was saying, there's a reason I'm here and Violet's not here.
I know.
Cousin Violet's not here. No, nothing at all. Nothing at all. Do you think there was something there? Or just happened to work out that way?
I just think it happened to work out that way.
Okay.
Unless some other people think differently, but that's what I think.
Daisy tells Mosley that Cora's going to help Mr. Mason. And he's like, well, Daisy.
He's like a little father figure to her. Yeah, trying to bring her back down to reality. You know, don't expect something that maybe it won't happen.
And then one of the more awkward scenes.
Awkward turtle.
This is a lot of awkward scenes in this episode. Cora asks Mrs. Hughes about the wedding.
Yes. But I thought she handled it ever so nicely.
Well, she was very politically correct, but she goes, it's our wedding and, you know. Mary goes, well, it's Carson's wedding, too. Shouldn't he have a say? He's been here forever. Da, 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 da. And then, of course, Mary gets shot down, and Mrs. Hughes wins. And Cora was, I think this is the toughest we've ever seen her.
I would agree with you. I love this. I love
this.
I love this the season of her, because I really think you're going to see a lot of cool things. And I think it's important that she's coming into her own. And, I'm glad that Mrs. Hughes got away. It's the bride should always get her way in her wedding.
You're exactly 100% right. Let's see, Cora. Let's see, Spratz sneaks outside and Danker.
Yes.
Is Danker a spy?
No, I don't think she likes him, and she's always trying to catch something on him. Don't you?
Yeah, I think so I think she's bored. There's not a lot for her to do there, right?
That's true.
So I think she's bored and she's just kind of a conniver anyway. So.
I think she's a busybody.
Yeah, so Spratt goes, I'm going out for a walk. Danker asks Violet if there's something wrong with Spratt.
Yes.
Just bring me my hot chocolate and shut up. Is that what she was saying?
She was like, something warm. And then she goes, Danker goes, I'm a little hot chocolate. I thought she was saying chocolate.
Chocolate?
But she didn't. And I was like, oh, yummy. That sounds fabulous.
And today, it's like 20 degrees here today.
Yeah.
It's cold. Cold with no snow.
A little hot tea would be nice right now.
It would be nice. I don't like tea.
Especially when I'm sick.
Carson talks with Robert about Thomas. I think he's going to be finding somewhere else to go. I think he talks about the place.
Right. Basically, he's going to go talk to an interview, and then maybe we won't have to. It deal won't be uncomfortable and have to deal with it.
Exactly. They're just waiting him out.
Yes. I do. I just take people off the schedule, and hopefully it works itself out.
And then
out.
Mary talks with Carson and says, you know, I
only want the best for you.
And he goes, you being at the wedding is good enough for me.
Aww.
Thanks, Dad. So is that what she said?
Did you see Carson with Lady Cora?
Maybe Mary Lady's adopted. Maybe when he was with the Swinging Charlies.
Okay.
He went crazy, you know. Okay. I can see Carson just being a crazy, you know, being out there. Thomas shows up at a rundown house.
Yeah, very rundown. Yeah.
Edith talks with Bertie.
I know.
The agent.
I like that. I'm excited. Even though Edith pisses me off, I'm still excited.
Well, they're giving her at least more to do this year.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that she said she doesn't want to be Lady Mary. She doesn't want to be the person. Sybil never wanted to be that.
No.
You know, and finally Edith, I think, is finding her purpose.
Yeah,
she's ruined a lot of people's lives with her child.
Right.
We talked about that before. But at least there now, she's giving her something to do other than just, you know, make faces. She kind of ignores Mary now.
Yeah, I think Mary's a little jealous of her sister being so successful on her own and doing things, you know, the new modern woman.
Yeah. Thomas talks with Sir Michael.
Yes.
He's walking around the house. He's, you know, seeing the
house is really run down.
Well, his sons were, he has no heirs. His sons were killed in the war, World War I. His wife passed away.
Yeah, so why keep the house?
Here's my theory. Here's my crack. But don't. Okay. I know you've seen the whole season, so don't even answer yes or no because I don't want to spoil anyone.
Right.
But this is my theory. Thomas ends up back at that house working for Sir Michael.
Okay.
That's my theory.
All right.
Because I think, why would they have such a long interview and have it so drawn out? If he wasn't going to work there, wasn't going to stay there, why is Thomas there so long?
Okay.
I mean, it was good 10 minutes.
Okay.
He's moving newspapers around. I think Thomas could go there and give Thomas some purpose because he could go there and make something, bring some life back
to
the house.
Sounds good. I like it. Let's go on the show.
Okay. Edith talks with the editor. She sacks him.
I'm glad she did. He was an ass.
Well, he really didn't sack. He quit, but she kind of forced his hand.
Yeah.
But he's just being a
jerk. She's the boss. She can ask whatever she wants.
That's right. I'm the boss. I do what I want.
I'm the boss.
I'm the boss, yeah. Oh, cranky. Cracky.
It's cranky.
That's not cranky. It's cracky.
It's cranky.
It's not cranky.
It's cranky.
It's not cranky. It's cracky. It cranky.
It's cranky.
I don't know. Whatever she said. She goes to see Bertie.
Yes.
I was getting, because I have 9 hours to
till 4 a.m. Done by 4 a.m. She realizes that when the secretary says coffee.
Oh,
that's right. I got to meet Bertie for drinks.
I got to meet Bertie for drinks. So she goes, walks out the door. Robert talks with Cora about Marigold and the hospital.
Well, wasn't that weird though? He just came out of nowhere and said,
Do you think Mary knows about
Marigold? But you didn't
Marigold?
See any interactions of any of that
no.
stuff. So I thought that was a weird.
That was weird
part in there.
Unless he was just thinking of something else and just trying to break the ice with his wife.
I understand if it was just like a normal. Maybe.
I don't think so. Mary doesn't think like that.
I just thought that was weird. I just thought that came out of nowhere in the scene.
No, Robert, no.
There was no continuity for it.
I don't think
so. Not that I'm a writer. Stop. I don't feel good. It's taking everything I can to be here, and you're being an obnoxious person.
And then they talk about the hospital, and she's, I'm not giving in.
I don't blame her.
I'm not
giving
in. I'm right. I'm right. Let's see. Daisy studies with Mr. Mosley. He tells that the Drews are that the whole. She kind of gives her a glimmer of hope,
right?
That something's going on that's not actually going on,
right?
If you hear, I blame Mosley on this. I know he's trying to get Daisy
excited,
keep her going, and keep her emotion, her spirits high. But that was a bad move.
I agree because
he wasn't getting the whole story. Sergeant Willis is looking for Wally Stern, who is the nephew of Mr. Sprout.
Yes.
Who are you? And he goes, oh, I haven't seen him. And then he goes, does Denker have to be here?
I don't blame him. Why does he have to listen to his
He goes,
business?
Well, she's going to, I got her sister. Huh. Well, she says Killjoy.
Yes.
But then she doesn't spill the beans on Denker.
Oh, okay. Something's going on.
I mean, Denker
doesn't spill the beans on him.
Yeah. So
yeah, she's up to something.
She wants something.
Yeah. She has an agenda.
Yeah, it's not like she likes him or anything, but she's got something.
She's got
going
an agenda.
So he says he's a plain looking guy. He's right. Escaped from right. He's
from jail.
From jail. So you know it's not his sister's fault.
No,
it's Wally Stern's fault.
Yes.
And then Denker knows that Spratt's up to something. He knows. Working late on the magazine. Edith talks with Bernie. Birdie.
Birdie. I thought it was neat when she's like, well, what picture should I pick? Well, you know, the ones that look the prettiest faces and the nicest clothes. I would agree with that.
Yeah, he's on the ball.
Yeah.
Patmore receives a package. I like how Mr. Mosley, Mr. Carson goes, what is it? And he goes, she goes, never you mind. Never you mind. Okay. And they picked out a dress. It's not a nice dress.
No. Well, it's better than what she's going to wear.
Well, I like that they said they're going back and forth. They go, Daisy goes, how bad was the other one?
I know.
So that's funny. So they're trying to figure out a way to improve the dress.
Right.
And she's disappointed. She goes, well, at least I tried, you know. And she's
right.
Anna talks with Mary about Mrs. Hughes's dress. Mary goes, well, maybe we can get a brooch.
Yes, or maybe we could figure something out. Yeah. And then she goes up with her mom. Maybe we could get some things, a coat of her mom's.
She goes, well, your mom's already stepped out.
Right.
Your mom's out.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
Oh, I forgot the part that Cora meets Daisy in the hallway.
Oh, that's right.
Is he still doing it? Because Gertie, not Birdie, Gertie is out. So
Daisy had to do the flyers.
You don't still have to do the flyers, do you?
Are you still doing that?
Why? They talk, and then she says, oh, well, thank you for your plan. If plan's working. What? And Cora goes, and Mrs. Hughes walks in. Is there a problem? No. Bless you.
Excuse me.
Bless
you,
my lady. But anyway, they talk. So Cora's like going, I didn't do anything.
Right.
So you need to back off, Daisy. Go fall in the fire so I don't have to deal with this later on. Let's see. Mary tells Anna, Cora won't mind.
No.
She won't
She'll
mind.
Be excited.
She'll be excited.
She'll be delighted
She'll
to help.
She'll love to help out. Carson talks with Hughes about the wedding.
Yes, that was cute. Yeah. You know what's going on.
I wish
on.
I would have taken more time
to
pick
get my
dress.
I'm not going to see you. Are you nervous? I'm a little bit nervous.
I wanted to do
talk.
My dress. My dress. But she was like, a little something. She goes, oh, it'll be fun. You know, I just wanted to be first, us and stuff. The meeting. Dun, dun, dun.
What meeting?
You got Isabel.
Oh, Violet, that one, yeah.
Lord Merton.
Yes.
Dr.
Clarkson.
You
can tell Lord Merton is very uncomfortable.
Yeah, Dr. Clarkson and Cora. And Violet and Cora kind of going at it.
Well, Violet calls the persons that Cora met enemies.
The enemies. How can you say there are enemies?
They showed me a nice tour and gave me lunch.
Yes, and gave me lunch.
I think it's kind of...
they didn't just go through my clothes without asking.
I think Violet just thought she'd just go along. And I like that Cora, went out and she's investigating herself, looking into right. it, because I'm sure she wasn't.
Well, I think Violet's upset that no one's going. I mean, obviously you do that. It's not brain surgery to know that if they came up with this plan for the plot for the
right.
that Violet and Isabel would be on the
right.
opposite sides. But I like that, like you're saying, Cora is standing up for herself. She's
right.
involved with it. They're giving her something more to do.
Right.
Than just, they're giving her more to do this season.
Right.
And I like the fact that I didn't like that, Clarkson, Dr. Clarkson's going on and he says something and Isabel just lays into him.
Yes.
And I thought she was rude. I thought she crossed the
yeah.
line.
Yeah.
I mean, you can disagree with someone, but she basically put him down. You're just. You
don't
want to
give up power, basically.
You don't want to give up the power. You wouldn't be the top dog.
Right.
Lord Merton goes, maybe we should stop doing before we say something. And he didn't stick up for, I'm sure she doesn't mean that. And
yeah.
And Violet says, I'm sure she did.
No.
Basically, so it was.
I like what Violet goes. Are you drink? Were you drinking at lunch, Isabel?
Had lunch with me. Well, I was maybe when I wasn't looking.
I know, that's funny.
And then Cora says, "All right, I'm up. I'm out of here."
And hopefully, next meeting we'll be able to be a little more cordial with each
exactly.
other.
Exactly. Because I don't want to yell.
And no, you should be all talking. Just difference of opinions. You don't have to go be mean and all that stuff like that.
I agree. Thomas just wants to be friends with Andy.
I know.
It's because Baxter goes,
You shouldn't be fishing in a where you're not going to get your hook or something like that.
Yeah, he goes, why is it you're all wrong about me? You're all wrong.
I just want a friend.
I just want a friend. And
yeah.
I can see it. He's definitely changed.
Yeah, he has.
He's
a
not
lot.
Conniving. I think he's a
I think he's still conniving, but I think he's
but
not
I think
as.
I think he's a beaten man. He's like I said, later on, Carson asked him about it. You seemed. Yes, I have no purpose. I have no.
Right.
I don't. Can't see the future. For the first time, I can't see the future, and I think he's down. He's just, he just wants a friend.
I agree.
Anna tells Mrs. Hughes Lady Mary has a surprise for her.
Yes.
See you at 5.
Why would she have a surprise week? Tomorrow's your wedding?
Yes. Edith shows Robert new magazine, layout. And
her layout.
Oh, it's the new editor. Yes. Hey. And Mary sitting there like this.
Yeah, she looked like she was bitchy, you know, that evil look, jealousy.
She was jealous and just didn't look. And Edith is on cloud 9.
Yeah, I'm like, good for Edith.
And I said, Mary doesn't seem to care. Cora had a ghastly time.
Yes.
Ghastly time. So she's talking and Mary goes, oh, but Mama. But Mama was out.
Yeah.
Mama was just bolting up the door. Hughes, Anna, and Patmore are in Cora's room.
And they're trying on the jackets, trying to see how it would look. That was awkward turtle big time.
That was another awkward scene. Cora walks in and she goes, and she lays into him.
Yes.
What is going on here? Well, Lady Mary. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to take Cora's side on this one.
Well, if you didn't know, and someone you walked into your room and you see people with your clothes on, no, I agree.
You know, I know Lady Mary, we'll get to that later on, but someone's in my room doing stuff. Yeah. I'm like going, you didn't give me a heads up?
Yeah.
I would be ticked off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might feel bad afterwards. I go, okay, I overreacted, but you just had a terrible meeting. You have a terrible headache and just want to lay down. And
then you see people rummaging through your stuff.
See people going through your stuff. This is my stuff.
Right.
Touch my stuff and I'll kill you.
Lighten up, Francis.
Mary goes and talks with Cora, saying, you were rude.
Yes.
On her next day is her wedding. She's given us
30 years.
And then I kind of go, okay, now I get it. Maybe you should have, or you wouldn't know. Mrs. Hughes wouldn't have done that.
No.
Without, and I think Cora realizes. But at the time, I kind of see Cora.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
But then when Mary comes in with loyal for 30 years of service, you're going, okay, Mary, maybe she overreacted. Let's see. Cora talks with Mrs. Hughes. Cora apologizes and gives her a coat.
Yes.
And says, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't want this. And it was a nice scene.
Yeah, it was.
Nice
I thought scene. It was a very honest scene. I liked, you know, she was being very honest. You know, I overreacted. I was upset with something else. So I took it out on you, basically. And I want you to have this. And it's going to be fitted for you. And you'll be ready to go. I thought that wasn't.
Mrs. Baxter will not sleep until. You know, Mrs. Baxter's just. Okay, all right.
What don't you think? Because it's kind of. I mean, I think
maybe she got a second chance in life, and she's.
I just think everybody. It's like a friendship there. I think you know this is your only family because you don't really have any other family.
But she's even nice to Thomas.
And Thomas, she's nice to everybody, Mrs. Baxter.
I know, but I'm just saying, of all people not to be nice to would be Thomas. But she's trying. She feels bad. Again, we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
She feels bad for.
That's the kind of person she is.
But maybe she just got a second chance at life, and she's happy. I mean,
maybe
she's not in prison, and she's you know got to keep her job
right.
So she's happy. It's the wedding day.
Yes.
And their nerves are going. And you have Baxter and Anna walk in with the
I know.
The dress.
It's time to dress the bride.
Dress
the
bride.
I thought it was cute.
Ooh,
I never thought I was going to hear those words.
Those words, too.
Yeah.
Because I am 61.
I say 55.
No way.
Okay.
No way.
Way.
So the wedding and everyone's there. And
oh, that was a nice wedding.
The ceremony.
I thought Carson was funny. What's those flowers for?
It's fun for... He goes, for your ushers. Ushers. Well, you take one and give Andy one. What about me, Mr. Clark?
Yeah.
Mr.
Thomas.
Carson?
Poor Thomas.
Yeah, you too. Whatever. Take what I just get these flowers out of here. And so that's a nice. They have seen the wedding thing. And then they go.
I know they both look quite handsome.
Yeah. And then Isabel, it's a rich or a poor.
Yes.
Poor. And then Isabel tells
Mr. Carson. I mean, Mr.
Clarkson.
Clarkson that she was sorry.
I'm
that
sorry.
She was awful mean. And,
yeah. You know, I've had a bad run in with.
Yeah.
So another. Where someone's taking it out on.
Yes.
She was mad at
Violet.
Violet, so she took it out on.
Yeah. But you know what? I think I thought he came back really well. I thought he was like, you know, he said, well, maybe you weren't that far off.
Yeah, maybe we could stand for some upgrades.
Right.
Maybe we
right.
could some changes and stuff. Clarkson gives a toast, and Robert says, and to the groom. And in walks Tom and Sibby.
Yes.
And everybody's happy.
Mr. Carson, I thought. You know, because he's not much for words or romance or lovey-dovey things, but I really liked what he said about.
He said, he goes, this,
Mrs. Hughes.
I'm glad she would take Mrs. Carson now.
Yes.
I'm going to get used to that. But she said, I did like how when they were going through the reception line and Mary comes up and says, I'm so sorry I was bullying you. And he goes, I hope you can forgive me. And Mrs. Carson says, You could attack him with a brick and he'd still say, oh, that's okay. That was a great line.
Yes.
And then Tom tells the whole story. You know,
I thought it was a good one. You know, he had to go all the way to Boston to realize that,
his family was here. And his home is Downton, which is something when we first see him.
In the beginning,
he never would have said that. No. And you are my family.
Yeah.
And can I come back? And if Robert will have him. And Cora jumps in and says,
yes.
Oh, of course he will.
And she takes the granddaughter right away, because that's what I would have done as a grandmother.
And, well, I echo the sentiment.
Yes.
And that's how it ended, and we have Tom back. So it's good to see Tom again.
Me too. I'm glad he's there.
Yeah, I'm glad he came back.
That was my favorite scene when you heard him in the back. I'm like, ah, yeah.
But this was
it was cute when Sibby came, you know, they put Sibby down, and Sibby and George, they gave a big hug, and Marigold came over, and they were all loved. Little cousins. It was cute.
And they said, Marigold, oh, you're the one that's ruining all the people out there. Is that what they said?
No, please stop.
Okay, I'm
on my deathbed. I'm taking everything I have to sit here with
you.
You're
doing a great job, doing a fantastic job. I thought it was a good episode.
I do.
I liked it. It was positive. I'm only in the third episode. I've seen the fourth one. That's the last one I've seen.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that I got to be thinking they're going to go out on a positive note. Everything's going to be wrapped up positive.
I hope so.
I know you can't ask.
Answer
it. I'm sorry, I'm yawning.
You're keeping you up?
I'm keeping me up. And then, anyway, we do have an email.
Oh, cool beans.
It's from Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
She can't answer you back.
Well, I can still say hello to her, can I?
Well, I guess that'd be the polite thing to do, so I'm sorry.
Hello.
It's from Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
All right, I'll stay out of this.
Thank you for
I've never contributed to this podcast as a jerk.
Why do you say hello to her? Isn't that the proper thing and nice thing to do?
I would never say hello and we get emails in the loss. Hello?
Well, aren't you rude?
I guess so.
I'm acknowledging her email by saying, hello, Michelle.
I forgot this was a proper podcast.
No, excuse me, I'm not all podcast professional like you. Make me, I feel like a little person. Like, I feel belittled.
I was just joking with you.
I don't feel good. I'm on my deathbed.
I apologize.
And I'm trying,
I apologize.
And I thought I was being nice and considerate and acknowledging someone who would take the time out of their busy schedule to email us.
I apologize.
Anyway, go ahead.
I was just joking with you.
Go ahead.
Put a contact.
Keep going.
I've never contributed to this podcast before, but I've wanted to do so many times. With this being the last season of Downton, I felt it was time for me to finally send in some comments. And what an episode to comment on. There was so much love, joy, happiness in this episode that my eyes welled up with tears so many times. You?
Oh, absolutely. The first time I saw it, the whole time.
Now, what parts made you tear up? The wedding part?
The wedding, and then when he was saying what he said, and when Tom came in, and just the different things.
I had no idea Tom was coming in I first saw it. I mean, I knew I've seen it before, but were you shocked too when Tom came in?
Yes,
because you do spoilers too.
I do spoilers, but they're pretty good about keeping that stuff.
So
out.
You had no idea he was coming back to the show.
I assumed so.
I figured he'd come back at the end,
right?
You know, kind of a wrap up type thing,
right? But
I like the fact that they bring him back.
Yeah.
Brought him back early. There was some. Let's see.
It's going to be you're going to enjoy the relationship that he forms with different people in this series.
All right. From a beautiful way, Edith Suter swooped in and helped her.
Yeah.
To the sweetness of the pure love between Carson and Mrs. Hughes, to the jaw-dropping surprise at the end of the episode, I may have tears in my eyes, but a smile on my face.
I concur.
This was one of the best episodes of Downton Abbey that I can remember in a very long time. I can't find fault with it at all. I'm just a bit apprehensive. Thank you. Following so much joy, what's next? But I'll do my best to remain cautiously optimistic as I eagerly anticipate each of the last few episodes and savor the good times as well as hope for not so many bad times. Thank you, Jack. Thanks, Jack, Cindy, for all you, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, I would agree with her, but I would put it a second to the episode when Matthew asked Mary to marry
her. No, she's saying this one in a very long time.
It's not my favorite. It's my second favorite. I'd say it's my third.
This is your second favorite episode of all time?
My third favorite.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because of the wedding?
The Mary and...
Mary!
When he asked her to marry her. I just love that. That was so cute. And the wedding day, then they got married when he, you know, came up. And she said, I didn't think you were going to show up. That you still think I'm glad that you don't realize I'm predictable. But this was a great one. I think because last fourth or fifth season, it was just so much blah, blah,
Because you had the death.
Yeah.
season
and then
four,
you had Anna getting in trouble, and it's just like, you're just like, really? Is there like ever any happiness to this, you know? So I agree with her. I agree with Michelle. I like this one. I thought it was a lot of joy. A lot of joy.
Comfort and joy. But what's going to go on with her? You have some negatives here. You got Thomas is downer. Downer, yes. Thomas. I mean, but I kind of feel he has no friends. You know, he's in a house.
I don't want to talk too much about it because I don't want to give anything away because okay. I've seen everything.
Okay, so let me just talk.
And then okay,
I'll
let you talk.
I'm just giving some.
If people are wondering why I'm not commenting, I don't want to say one little word and you guys like, so I'm just going to let you speak.
All right. So Thomas, you know, you got Downing Thomas, and you got Violet and Isabel kind of butting heads.
Right.
I mean, they're almost like they're not getting I mean, this has really divided them in a way.
You feel that way?
Because they're not hanging out together. I mean, neither one has.
We didn't see them hanging out together. They did say they had lunch together that day.
That's true. All right. Okay.
I think Isabel and Violet, I just think it's the same kind of friendship they've always had, where it's, you know, she believes one way, and where she's more a commoner. I hate to say that word.
Commoner.
And that as Violet is more upper class, and yeah. So she has her ways, and Isabel has her ways, and they just always have clashed.
Well, Isabel's always had been willing to change, where Violet has always been, no, this is the way.
Right.
Even though she has, at times, changed her ways. She has shocked us over the years.
Yeah, because, you know, she accepted, you know, this child being born out of wedlock.
Right, and Tom.
And then she accepted Mary's situation when she...
Mary!
The guy that died in her bed.
Yeah.
So for someone who is old school and older...
Well, we find out why, because she had a fling with the Russian.
Yeah, we do find out the reason, but at the time, you're just thinking, huh, that's kind of neat to see that she's open with her own grandchildren. Because I know reputation and status and all stuff is still...
Well, she said something in this episode when Edith, she was going to stay with Rosamond, and Robert says he's going to stay with Rosamond. No, I'll just stay with the flat. Should you stay at the flat by yourself? People might talk.
Yeah.
Granny. I forget what she said.
It was a flyer who flew 4 years ago across the world or something.
Yeah, so not across the world.
I was a French woman.
Yeah.
And I already drew a blank because I can't pronounce her name anyway.
Yeah, I forgot to write it down. But no, she's still worried about her grandchildren's reputation. But, you know, Robert's like, I don't care.
But I think Violet and Isabel have a love-hate relationship. So I don't think it's going to do much to it. I just think that's how they are together.
All right.
That's my feeling.
All right, I'm cool with that. Cool. I'm okay with that.
All right.
I'm starting to think that Isabel might end up with Dr. Clarkston over Lord Merton. I think Lord Merton still has the hots for her. Uh-huh. I think he still would like to be with her, but that he still has his kids are still in the picture.
Yeah, they don't like
her. They're not going to. He can't change that. But I could see her and Clarkston hooking up.
Hmm.
Saying that, just Clarkston and her hooking up, and then I think that, of course, Edith is Rosamond's daughter, and that Thomas will be working for Sir Michael.
Okay.
Because there was no reason to have that scene be as long as was. Anyway, that's our podcast for today. I've kept you up as long as I can because you trooped it out. You gutted it out. I appreciate that.
I hope you guys, I wasn't too nasally or annoying and sniffly. I'm so sorry if I was. Please accept my apology.
And next week, we won't be recording till Wednesday, so you have plenty of time to send in some feedback. You can get us an email to rourdowntonabbey@gmail.com. Once again, it's rourdowntonabbey@gmail.com. Our phone number is 385-206-0311.
Call anytime.
That's right. 385-206-0311. Call anytime with your questions, comments, and or theories.
Yes.
There you go. And we at this time, I'd like to thank a couple special patrons, Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Glaffelter. Thank you for helping us out all you can. And I think that's it.
Until next time.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye.